second share on the topic of Abach Teres. A lot of progress made in Seder this morning, trying to figure out Shittas Rambam. So before we know, it was great. I think a lot of guys really were catching on. It was fantastic. So before we get to the Shittas Rambam, let's just finish off what we were doing yesterday. Just a quick review. If it was very confusing, I'm going to organize it in a slightly different way. Hopefully a way that will be a little clearer. If we raise a question as follows, what's the role of the Baal Bayis in this case? The guy tunnels into his house, he digs beneath, and what's the role, what's the action the Baal Bayis is going to take? So Rashi tells us, the Baal Bayis is simply going to protect his money. He's not trying to kill the guy. He just wants to protect his money, wants to protect his nice flat screen. And the according to the Ran, Yad Ramah says, no, the Baal Bayis is going on the attack now. If you're coming to my home, I'm going to come kill you first. So for the Ran, Yad Ramah, the Baal Bayis is coming to attack. Now that's the case, whether the Baal Bayis is coming to attack or simply to protect his mammon. I think there's an afkamina which we did not mention yesterday. Anybody see the Yerushalmi? Anybody? I don't think anybody saw the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, you saw it? So the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, the end of Halacha Ches. Interesting to note, by the way, in the Yerushalmi, the Mishnayos refer to as Halachas, and in the Bavli, they refer to as Mishnayos. There seems to be a theme throughout the Bavli of this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is very much more focused on halacha l'maisa, psak halacha, hence halacha. The Gemara in Bavli is more interested in a lot of the back and forth and mas matan, and hence Mishnah is being shinat l'vanecha, to be very sharp. So I think that's something the Achronim point out. So anyways, the end of Perek Ches, halacha Ches, the Gemara poses the following question. What's the din? We know in the Machteres, while the Ganav is tunneling, going into the house of the Baal Bayis, there's a heter to kill the Ganav. You're allowed to kill him. What happens chutz l'machteres? Let's say he starts to leave now. Is he free? Are you allowed to kill him? Or no, he's off the hook. What's the case? Is there a heter to kill him or not? So the Gemara brings two opinions here. First opinion says, chutz l'machteres yesh lo damim. Once he leaves the Machteres, he has dam. He's a live person. You can't kill him. He's like anybody else walking the street. Tanya Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, no. Afilu chutz l'machteres, ain lo damim. Even outside the Machteres, he has no status of being alive. You're allowed to kill him, even when he leaves. What's the reasoning? Lefi shemamono sha'adam chaviv alav k'nafsho. Person's mamon is so chaviv to him, it's like his nefesh. In other words, the person's going to chase him down and try to kill him. It's like saving his life. So I think it makes sense, according to Yad Ramah and the Ran, says, what's the role the Baal Bayis takes in the house? If you come into my house, I'm going to kill you. And if you leave my house, I'm going to still try to kill you. I'm going to chase you down. Rashi had a little more passive understanding of the Baal Bayis. Baal Bayis was there to protect his mammon. He wasn't on the attack. He wasn't trying to kill and be aggressive to kill the Ganav. I just want to protect my stuff. Once you leave my house, that's okay, I'm happy now, I'm satisfied. And therefore Rashi would hold, like the other opinion, that once he leaves, people are going to chase him down. The Baal Bayis is just happy he left his house. So I think this Machlokas and the Yerushalmi does connect to the Rashi versus the Ran and the Yad Ramah. Point one. Point two is, we said yesterday, how does the Ganav become a Rodef? According to Rashi, the Baal Bayis takes a very passive role. The Ganav coming in is coming full force. And if you get in my way to protect the money, your house, I'm going to come kill you, says the Rodef. He's a real full-fledged, bona fide Rodef for Rotzeach. The Ran, the Yad Ramah, we said yesterday, was more circular. The Ganav comes in only looking for the money. Well, but then the Baal Bayis is going to say, well, if you come for my money, I'm going to kill you. So then the Rodef says, well, if you're going to come kill me, I'm going to come kill you. So according to the Yad Ramah and the Ran, he's only a Rodef because the Baal Bayis first wants to kill him. There's this whole chain of events we spoke of yesterday. But again, Rashi is a full-fledged Rodef. The guy's coming in to take money. If you block me, I'm going to come kill you. And we said that connects to whether how you interpret the word Ein Lo Damim. According to Rashi, the guy is coming to kill. He's coming to kill. He's coming to steal and kill. And therefore, this person, Ein Lo Damim, there's a complete heter to kill him. He has no life. He's dead. According to the Ran, the only heter to kill him is because the Baal Bayis wants to kill him first. It's not a full-fledged, it's not a pure Rodef in this case. His real intention is to take money. Because of the whole chain of events, it turns him into a Rodef, but that's not l'chachila. Therefore, it's possible to say the Rodef really has damim. He's really considered a live person. There's just a heter to kill him, because you have to protect yourself. That's what we spoke about yesterday. So that's just to hopefully rearrange, reorganize what we spoke of yesterday. Everyone clear on that? Yeah.
So now, with Rashi, are you saying that he's like halakhically considered a rodi, while the Aramah Rana would say he's not considered a rodi?
So let's move to that question. So I think, let's raise the question now as follows. From the we just spoke of the perspective of the Babais. From the perspective of the Rodef now, Lamaisa, is the Rodef coming to kill or is he not coming to kill? Yes, according to? Everyone. And I think everyone. Rashi for sure. Even the Ran, the Adarma, in the end of the day, after the whole chain of events, the whole psychological, circular logic, whatever's going on, he's coming to kill. Lamaisa is coming to kill. Devada is coming to kill. And therefore, I think it would be a full-fledged Rotsach, full-fledged Rodef. According to everybody we've seen so far. Right, everyone.
Machlokes where it stems from, where the I guess, like, whatever, the your urge or need to kill?
Exactly. Exactly. But
so whether the
Baal Bais
is considered...
Oh, that also. Well, we said, well, now, is the Baal Bais considered a Rodef? We said that depends on maybe the Ran versus the Yad Ramah. The Ran says, well, really, the Baal Bais is also a Rodef? But since the Ganav started everything, so the Ganav is really the primary Rodef. And the Yad Ramah says, no, you can't call Baal Bais a Rodef, because the Yad Ramah writes that the Baal Bais didn't do anything. The Baal Bais just stood there with his arm crossed, and he didn't do any action to call him a Rodef. So the Baal Bais isn't the Rodef, it's the Ganav is the Rodef.
I think it's the same thing.
You think it's the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see a difference in language. The Ran focuses on the... I was talking to someone last night about this, one of the 12th graders who's learning the sugya. He thought so also, but I think I proved him otherwise. The Ran focuses more on the actions of the Ganav. The Ganav began the whole process here. He started tunneling into the house. He doesn't say anything about the Baal Bais. The Yad Ramah says, no, the Baal Bais didn't do any action. He focuses on the Baal Bais. You want to say it's opposite sides of the same coin. So I'll give you an afkamina, which I said to this guy last night. Let's say, again, we didn't do the sugya Rodef. But what's considered a Rodef? Is a Rodef only somebody who's coming off with a knife, chasing a guy with a knife, he's doing an action? Or is it possible to say Rodef? Let's say a guy is just thinking in his head, and somehow his thoughts are, you know, open to the public, and they know he's planning to kill somebody. Does that make him a Rodef? Or only once he takes action? Someone's devising a whole plan here. He writes up a whole plan, but he hasn't taken any action in terms of implementing it. Is that guy with his machshav, is he considered a Rodef?
Well, I mean, it must be.
Well, so the question is, do you require that the... well, I'm saying, what actions right now tell us he's going to eventually do that? Is it an action, a maisa, or is it even machshava? So the Yad Ramah writes, if you haven't done a maisa, you haven't done any action, you're not a rodef, even though you might have thought about it. The Ran never says that. The Ran says, maybe you would be a rodef with a machshava. But the only reason why we choose the ganav as the rodef is because the ganav started the whole chain of events. Had the Ganav not started the chain of events, maybe the Baal Bais would be a Rodef because of the simple Machshava.
Well, one might argue that writing on a piece of paper, maybe he voiced his concerns, is considered a Maisa.
Fair enough. So, okay, so maybe you could argue that that would be considered a Maisa, I agree. So, but something like that, you have to think of a Nafka Mina where there's a Machshava without a Maisa, that would be the Nafka Mina. No, so let's say you have this special computer that could read minds. And in his mind, we see that he has, or even speaking is not a Maisa. The deeper is law of Maisa. The guy, he articulates, I want to kill Reuven. Does that make him a Rodef?
Maybe.
So it might depend. Again, we haven't done the sugi enough. I don't know really if the Rishonim talk about that issue, but some reading the Rash, the Ran, the Yad Ramah, that would lechor be nafka mina, I think. Okay, but either way, what we've seen, the Rashi, Yad Ramah, and the Ran, the Rodef, this guy, Ganav, is coming to kill. He's a Rodef. The big question comes in the Rambam. If you were organizing the Rambam, where would you put these halachas? He's a rodef, the ganav, he's stealing, but ultimately he's coming to kill. I would place him in Hilchos Ritzicha. I would place him there. Because Hilchos Ritzicha deal with Rotzeach. People are trying to murder and kill. Where does the Rambam place the halachas? Hilchos Gneva. Very strange. Why should be Hilchos Gneva? The guy's not simply a robber, he is a murderer.
No, yeah.
No, I'm saying, where and now what's consistent with the Rambam, but still a question for us, the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvahs, Reish Lamed Tes, Mitzvah Seh Reish Lamed Tes, he says, HaTorah Shehoranu B'din HaGanav, teach us with regards to the din of a robber, Shenikness Oso, you give him a penalty if he steals, Tashlumei Kefel, he plays double, Ol tashlumi arba v'chamisha, pays 4 or 5 times if he shechs it and sells the animal. O nahargeu in bob machteres, or you kill him if he comes into your house. Bob machteres tin hilchas geneva. So it's consistent with the Rambam. It's all part of the same parsha of geneva. But what does it do with geneva? The guy's coming to kill also. It should be in hilchas ritzach. What does the Yireim do with the sefer mitzvahs? Anybody see the Yireim? What? You tried? So the Yireim, where is this?
All we saw was that it was the fifth pillar, which was danger to is bad to
That's a great hara. Right, so the Yireim separates the 7 different sections. So the fifth amud, the fifth pillar, yisur mishirah l'shamayim ulebrios. Things are bad to people and to shemayim. Now the previous amud, amud dalet, is yisuri mamon. So he could have put an yisuri mamon like the Rambam in the Hilchas Geneva, or he could put it in the other section of yisur mishirah l'shamayim ulebrios. Simon kuf ayin he, that writes, lo tirtach, hizir yotze al ritzicha ba'asar sadibros. One of the Ten Commandments is not to murder. And in this discussion, he includes the halachas of Bob Machter. Is that correct? No, but you could say it by any, what's it called? Any Ben Adam L'Chavera would also be Ben Adam Makom. Right. So Ritzicha, it's a very good question, has also an aspect of Tzem Elokim. When you kill a person, there's Tzem Elokim. Somehow you are affecting. Now, you're right, in terms of the Aseret HaDibros, it's found on the second set of 5, the last 5, which are generally Ben Adam L'Chavero. Right? What's the big question? Why Kibud Av Ha'Em is on the first 5? It's number 5, it's Kibud Av Ha'Em. Kibud Av Ha'Em is Ben Adam L'Chavero. Why is it on the first 5? Now, some say it's also Ben Adam... What?
Because your parents, like, Hashem is kind of like your parent.
Oh, not like your parent, but...
You have to fear Hashem, you have to fear your parents. Right?
Those are all connected. The Gemara in Kedushin, maybe you've seen this Gemara in Kedushin earlier in the year. Gemara in Kedushin says they're Gimel Shutvin in the Olam. They're 3 partners in the world. Right. Parents and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So your parents, to a certain extent, play the role of God at a much lesser level, of course. The act of creating, of having children, is a way of emulating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a godly, it's the most godly maisa you could possibly do, to create. So Kadosh Baruch Hu and parents have that role. And therefore, it's on the first 5. Because it's also Bein Adam L'Makom. Okay, but either way, Ritzach is on the second set, on Bein Adam L'Chavero, but there's an aspect of Ritzicha, which is Tzel Melakim. You kill people, the Tzel Melakim you kill. But what comes out of the Yireim puts the halachas of above Machteres in the halachas of Ritzicha, like we would have thought. Why does Rambam place it in the mitzvah of Geneva? Why is it in Hilchos Geneva? So if you look at the Rambam, read the Rambam very carefully, right, Meir? The Rambam actually says a different pshat in the Chazakah going on. What the role of the Baal Bais versus the Ganavos? I'll read the halachas outside. I'll read it to you guys. And see if you could realize, if you didn't realize yet, what is different about the Rambam. He says, Mipnei ma amra, Mipnei ma ha-hitir ha-torah damo shel ganav. Why did the Torah permit the blood of the ganav? Why are you allowed to kill the ganav? Afa pi shebaal iske mamon, even though he comes to take money, l'fi shechezkaso she'im omad baal ha-bayis b'fanav u'mono yargenu.
Yeah, but he adds a big word to that chazak.
Small word. Small word, but an important word. Yeah, which word?
To kill.
Oh, no, so now...
That's not part of the chazak.
Yargenu is referring to who killing who?
The baal
ha-bayis
killing.
Ah, no, so you
say... Where is this?
Sorry, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, in Hilchas Geneva.
Yeah.
So let's read the line again. He says, Afa pisha ba'al iske mamon, even though the Ganav comes to take money, the fisha chazkaso, the chazak is as follows. She'im omud ba'al ha'bayis b'fanav, umano yargenu. If the ba'al ha'bayis stands up to protect his money, and he prevents him, the Ganav will kill him. Now tell us the important word, Meir.
One more time.
Yeah, we discussed it. We discussed it during Seder. That's why. Mipnei ma hatiru Torah domo shech ganav, apa pisha baal iske mamon, the fisha chazkaso sheim omud baal habayis b'fanav umano yargenu. So again, remember the Rashi Adarma, what was the role of the Baal Bayis? Rashi says the role of the Baal Bayis was to protect the money. The Ran in the Adarma says the role of the Baal Bayis was to come to kill the Ganav. The Rambam says, can I say the big word?
Im.
Says, shit, yeah, I got a little F from Jake.
It's unclear that he would do anything.
According to the Rashi, Vadai, the Baal Bayis, is going to protect his money. He's for sure going to protect his money. According to the Ran and the Yadarma, for sure he's going to come kill. Yeah. The Rambam says, he might protect his money, he might not. It's a maybe. There's no Vadai going on here.
But then what's the Chazak?
Chazak,
counter.
No, the Chazak says false. That if the Baal Bayis stands up, then the guy's going to kill him. That's the Chazak. The guy's Vadai going to kill him if he stands up. But he might not stand up.
He does change the word for the
That's
Gemara.
What I'm saying.
Okay, that's fine.
Is how can he change the chazaka? See, in the beginning, the question was, Rashi says that the chazaka is he's going to do something about it. Now, What we don't know what he's going to do to the extent of killing somebody. We don't know if the Baal Bayis is going to kill him. Protection. The Ran goes, you know, takes the extra step and says, if the Baal Bayis stands up, he's going to kill him. So, but what the Rambam is kind of adding is that he...
It's not maybe that we can come and do it in the Chazaka, we say the Gemara.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. Rambam is adding that if the Baal Bayis stands up, he's for sure going to kill him. That's not part of the
Chazaka.
The Chazaka from the Gemara is that he's
going to
stand up and do something about it.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Right, exactly.
It's
a very good point.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'm not sure how to read into Gemara so well. You're right. I'm not sure how to read it entirely. It's a good point. I have to think about that a little bit. But what comes out from the Rambam is clear that it's only the Chazaka is that if the Baal Bayis stands up, so then he's going to kill him. So does that make him a Rodef now? The Ganav into a Rodef?
Only when the Baal Bayis stands up.
So look at the next line of the Rambam. Rambam says, therefore, once that's true, Zeh ha-nichnas le-beis chavero, this guy who enters into the house of his friend, I'm going to call him a friend, lignov, to steal. No, it doesn't really mean a friend, it just means another person. Again, Zeh ha-nichnas le-beis chavero, lignov, ki rodef acha chavero v'largo. Ki, you picked up on that also?
No. Alright,
that's okay. I wasn't sure. Okay. It's Kirodev. He doesn't say he's a Rodev. He's like a Rodev. It's similar halacha, but not quite a Rodev.
To what extent?
He's not a full Rodev because the guy's not coming to Vada kill. Rodev is when the guy's chasing with a knife. There's no chasing with a knife here.
So if he's like a Rodev, you can kill him? Is that what you're saying?
So there's a special halacha. The Torah tells us, even though he's only Kirodev, there's still a special heter to kill him. Special heter to kill him. And that's why it's Kirodev. And he's really bad to him. He's really a ganav. He's not a rotsayach. He's not a rodef. He's a ganav. That's why the Rambam places the halachas in hilchos geneva. That's why the Rambam places the mitzvah and mitzvah asay of geneva, because it's all part of a geneva. The special halacha of a ganav, not a rotsayach. Also, just to be medayik in the Rambam, his interpretation in halacha zayin. How does he define the words ein lo damim? We saw two interpretations ein lo damim. The Rambam is a very cryptic way of presenting this halacha. Let me just finish this one for a second. Look at Halacha Zion, if you have it in front of you. He says, Habab machteres bein b'yom bein b'layla, if you come in the daytime, you come in the nighttime, which will be a discussion we'll get to. Ein lo damim ela im hargo ba'abayis el sha'ar adam peturim. Very strange lashon. I'll read it to you again. I read it the way you would normally read it. Ein lo damim, he has no blood, ela im hargo ba'abayis el sha'ar adam peturim. It's very strange how to read it. So I think the way to read it is as follows. There's a heter. You have no ain lo domim. There's no blood on your hands if you kill him. Not that he has no blood. He's not alive like Rashi. Because for Rashi thought he's a real rodef. According to the Rambam, he's only kirodef. So ain lo domim means this. Exactly. Ain lo domim means there's no blood in your hands if you kill him. There's a heter to kill him, but the guy is still viewed as a live person. And the Parish Mishnayos also says it a little clearer. That's referring to the ability to kill him, but not necessarily that the person, the ganav, has no blood to him. Okay, that's just to show consistency.
Did you say what the whether it's ingal dama, meaning he has no blood in his hands, or he's not a person.
So I presented it in a little different way, going back to the Rashi, the Ran, I think you're referring to. I think the nafkamina was the chutz l'machteres. I think that connected. I presented it in a different way that I told you during Seder, but I think that's the nafkamina, whether you could kill him outside the Baba Machteres. Now, yeah, sorry, Jake, you had a question.
So according to the Rambam, if it's really just a standard case of Geneva,
mm-hmm.
and this Chazkasa has nothing really to do with the idea of being Havala Machteres, it's only when a Baal stands up against his Mammon.
No, the Torah says you could kill him in any instance. Because if he happens to stand up, the Rodev's going to kill him, the guy's going to kill him, that's enough of the Torah to allow you to kill him even before the Baal Bias would stand up. Do you follow all that?
No, I'm saying according to the Rambam, is that necessarily true? It seems that only when...
He's explaining the Chazaka, what the whole back and forth was, but in the Maisa, at the end of the day, there's a heter to kill the Ganav.
Once he enters?
Yeah, once he starts tunneling into your house.
So then I understand now that... So then he is a road...
No, there's a heter to kill him. There's a heter to kill such a Ganav.
So then I don't understand the Diyak thing. I thought that the Im is only when... Like, it's Kilu not a Chazaka. It's only when the Baal Bayis stands up.
Correct. So does that make this Ganav a Ganav or a Rotzeach?
When he stands up?
No, coming in. I don't know anything about the Baal Bayis right now. He got up with tunnels. Is he a Ganav or is he a Rotzeach?
I thought we were saying that it depends on what the Baal Bayis does.
No, so the Gemara is telling us he's only a Ganav because we don't know he's a Rotzeach. He's not a Vada. He's not a Vada coming to kill. He's thinking it's possible the Baal Bayis won't come to stand up against me. And I won't have to have a fight here, and I'm not a Rotzeach. I just want money. If he happens to stand up, then he'll turn into a Rotzeach. But coming in, right from the beginning, he's not a Rotzeach, he's a Ganav.
However, we still allow to kill him?
Correct.
Even though he has no shame?
Correct.
Rotzeach.
Correct. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That's why it's Hilchos Gneva. That's why it's Mitzvah Seh of Gneva. That's the Chiddush of Torah.
That's why it's Kirodev.
That's Kirodev, exactly. Kirodev. He's only like a Rodev, but not quite.
So he just essentially downplays the Chazaka?
He understands the Chazaka differently than the others. Yeah.
Where would Rashi put it?
So Rashi, the Chor, would put in Hilchos Ratzicha, I think. If he had a right, set of halachas, I think he would do that. That's what I would think. It's very important noticing where the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, those two, and anybody for that matter, where they place the set of halachas. He doesn't have the halachas of this, so... not discussed, but I think from the Urayim, his placement in the fifth Amud, so it's very telling where they place him. Now,
it's a subcategory of Rotzeach. It's not saying
for Rashi.
In the Urayim, I'm saying it's straight. You know, it's not nothing to do with me.
Exactly. So that's where Rashi, I think, would be in agreement with the Urayim, putting in Hilchos Ratzicha if he had such a halacha. Now. So basically, the way we're going to phrase this question moving forward is he a Rotzeach or is he a Ganav?
According to the Rambam or according to...
No, that's Machlokas. Rambam thinks he's a Ganav, and the others, everyone else thinks he's a Rotzeach. Now, another way to phrase this question is, the heter to kill this Ganav / Rotzeach, what's the heter? What's the base? What type of heter is it? Is it, let's raise another chakir, is it an onesh or is it a pikuach nefesh? So if it's a Rotzeach, the guy's coming as a Rodef, the Chor, it's an Onesh. He's a Rotzeach, and you have the ability to kill him. But if it's simply a Ganav, a Ganav doesn't have a din of killing. You don't kill a Ganav normally. So the Chor, the ability to kill him is as a self-defense, as a Pekuach Nefesh. The Chor, that's how it would connect. You could go both ways. You could change it up a little bit. But that's the Chor, how you would say it. So you look at the Gemara and Yuma. I don't think anybody saw you start looking a little bit at the Gemara and Yuma. So, no. We'll look at that Gemara. Even though you haven't seen it, we'll start with that Gemara. We'll go a little further than Marmakamas, and we'll stop so people can finish. But the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pehem and Aleph, wants to know what is the source for Pekuach Nefesh. So Gemara says, I'll tell you the source. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher ben Elazar ben Azariah, Mahalchen Acharem Nishal Shilazu. He asked the following question: Minayin the Pekuach Nefesh Shadoch Ezer Shabbos? How do I know that Pikuach Nefesh, if someone's life is in danger on Shabbos, I could be Tochah Shabbos to save someone's life? So Nene Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel responded, the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Im b'machteres yimotzei ha-ganav, if you find the ganav tunneling through your house, you're allowed to kill him. Pikuach nefesh. And even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. U'mazeh she'sofek al-momon ba, sofek al-nefashas ba. Just like this person who's tunneling into your house, it's a doubtful whether he's coming simply for mammon, or maybe he's coming to kill you also. It's only a suffix, bekuach nefesh. Yet the Gemara still allows you, the Gemara pasuk allows you to kill him. How much more so when it's a vade bekuach nefesh? Someone's life is really mamish in danger. So the source of bekuach nefesh is learned from Bab Machteres. And Meir pointed out during Seder, the case of Bab Machteres is only a suffix, bekuach nefesh. It's only a suffix whether he's coming to kill or not kill, which is like the Rambam. According to the Rashi and according to the Yad Mondran, he's coming vade to kill. It's vade bikuach nefesh. According to the Gemara and the Rambam, it's only a suffix bikuach nefesh. It works out very nicely for the Rambam. If it's a suffix, he's coming to kill. So what the heck to kill him in the first place? You can't give him an onesh for coming to maybe kill, maybe not kill. But it's midim bikuach nefesh. So of course you could protect yourself for suffix bikuach nefesh. That's Mamash Gemara. Yeah.
We're allowed to kill the ganav
for an onesh. So this is a this Gemara is a great support for the Rambam. But the other Rishonim who learned that you don't kill him, he's not coming suffix to kill you, he's vade coming to kill you. How are they going to explain this Gemara then? This Gemara says it's only a suffix. It's a great raya for the Rambam.
The Gemara, maybe I just forgot for a second. The Gemara is proving you're allowed to be dealt with Shabbos because Kuach Nefesh from this case.
Well, the Gemara goes on to some other limud perhaps also, but this is one of the sources they bring. Now, there's a Gvur Sari. Yeah, you had a question?
Is it in our hands to give this guy an onesh?
That's a very, very good question. Very good question. So there is a number of places where the Torah has empowered individuals to take din into their own hand. One case is Kanim Pogimbo, the case of Pinchas, famous case of Pinchas. He took a spear and killed the two individuals who were being Bol Aramis. So it's a whole other discussion whether that was a type of Mises Bezdin and Onesh that was given to the hands of Pinchas and any other person who felt the need of Kanim Pogimbo. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. So that's also, the Gemara has talked about all these dinim. Another instance is the first paragraph of Baba Kama talks of a concept of Ovid Inish. A person does a dine dinafshe. A person is able to take into his own hands din. Certain times he can implement. And Rashi there in Baba Kama says, when a person does that, he's considered a shliach basin. He's a messenger. There's yet another case, the Gemara in Moed Katan says that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to also take din into his own hands because we trust that he knows the halacha and he could also carry out din. So yes, it's a big chiddush, but we see a number of Gemaras, that's true.
But this would seem that it would be by anyone.
So we'll get to an Amun Beis. Who's allowed to do this? Is it only the Nirdaf, the guy being chased, or anybody? We pass and anybody could kill him. I mean, let's say, call them. Let's say someone's coming to my house tunneling. I could kill the guy, and anybody else who sees him could also stab him in the back. Applies to everybody.
That's a beholder. Right.
No, the Gemara itself says, even for Bob Machteris, it's true, you could kill him. The Gemara wants, the Rishon actually asks, this is the big Gemara, that when it comes to... Gemara is a special limud for Bab Machteres that anybody could kill Bab Machteres. Gemara also has the drasha that a rodef, anybody could kill a rodef. So the Tosfos asks, why two different sources? Isn't the same thing Bab Machteres and a rodef? So he says, he has an answer. And all the Rishon give different answers of, are they the same thing, Bab Machteres and rodef? Or are they different? And how are they different? So we'll have to get there.
Is there one other thing you have to kill him or not?
So in terms of Bab Machteres, there's only Rishus to kill him.
Oh.
There's no chiyuv. Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, if anyone's allowed to kill this Habab Machteres, wouldn't that be a riot against the Rambam? Because if it's Midin Ganav and therefore the Heter is Mitzad Kuach Nefesh, so only the person who is, whose life is in danger, there's a...
If you see someone, Rachman Atzan, choking, help yourself out, right? It's your mitzvah, Kuach Nefesh for yourself. No, anybody who's around wants to save the person. Pikuach nefesh is a mitzvah for anybody to save the life.
I mean, choking is completely different. We're talking about killing someone else.
No, but it's to prevent pikuach nefesh. If you see, let's say you see someone chasing another guy with a knife, and I've got a gun here. Well, it's his fault. It's his problem. He'll deal with it. No, you have to save the guy.
At least with lights.
shooting the leg. Right, no. That's no. No, no, there's a Gemara talks about if you're able to, right, if you could save with, you know, just taking off one of his limbs, you should better do that, to leave him alive, and, you know. Okay, now, there's a Gevuras Ari here, the Shagas Aryeh, on this Gemara in Yuma. You know, maybe I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll do another piece now. I'll let you guys look at it inside. It's Kedai to look inside. How we just proved that the Gemara in Yuma says it's Pekuach Nefesh, and therefore it's a Raya from the Rambam that the whole reason to kill him is only because of Pekuach Nefesh. How are the other Rishonim going to understand it? The other Rishonim who we think it's a din onesh, the guy's coming to kill and he deserves an onesh and I'm taking the din into my own hands, how do they interpret the Gemara in Yuma? So the Gevuras Ari discusses this. So I'll let you guys look at that tomorrow. Let's move on to one other issue for today. I know you guys didn't see it yet, but let's look at the Gemara together. Ayin Beis and Beis, if you have the Gemara in front of you. The Gemara in Ayin Beis and Beis, three lines down. Really, two lines down. The end of the line, Tana Rabbanan, V'huka, the Pasuk says V'huka, B'chol Adam, anybody, as we just said, anybody could kill this Bob Machteris. Umeis, the Pasuk says, B'chol Misa Sha'ata Yachol HaMisa, any way possible to kill him, you're supposed to kill him. So the Gemara goes on, I'll let you read the Gemara inside later. Tomorrow, Gemara goes on to discuss it back and forth. So how do we understand the halacha of meis b'chol misa sha'ata yachal ha-misa? You could kill him any way possible. You see the guy tunneling into someone's house. If I've got a gun, if I could choke him, I could do anything, kill him any way possible. The Rambam says it also. He writes the halacha in Perkes. That was a question they said before. When it comes to a rodef, so then you're supposed to injure him first, if possible, if that's going to prevent him. When it comes to Bob Machteris, there's a discussion whether that's true or not. We'll get there tomorrow, hopefully. It's a good question. The Gemara never addresses that. The Achron deal with it. So the Gemara says, the Rambam writes like the Gemara. Where's this halacha? Halacha Zayin. Rishus Yesh L'chol L'hargo. There's a rishus to anybody to kill him. Bein b'chol b'im Shabbos, b'chol misa sheyuchol na hamisa. Any way possible you could kill him, you could kill him. Very simple from the Gemara. However, you look at the Ran. I know you guys didn't see this yet, but it's fine. The Ran says in the beginning of the Mishnah, he wants to know what's the order of the parak, the different Mishnahs we have. The Mishnah first starts with Ben Sura Mora in the beginning of the parak. Then it goes into Baba Machteris, and then it goes to Rodef. The Ran wants to know what's the reason behind this organization. So he says as follows. Since we started off with the first mission in the parak, it's called Ben Sur Mora. That was the first mission. Huh? So once we did that, it's this Ben Sur Mora. He's a little kid now. He gets killed. Why? Nidon al Shem Sofo. He gets killed because what's eventually going to happen? So therefore, the mission thought the very next mission would be appropriate to have Bob Machteris, which is also Nidon al Shem Sofo. But aren't the dinim different? Ben Sur Mora, what's the misa for Ben Sur Mora? Skila. He says, however, avogav de dine de baba machteris nidon kilchaso, besayif bistamisa, even though they're different in terms of punishment, it's still enough, made enough sense to put them next to each other because the concept of nidon al shem sofo. But what's the misa, he says? Saif. Yeah. The Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rambam say, no, b'chol misa she'at yachol, any misa possible, you could kill him any way you can. The Ran says, no, l'chachila, one should kill him b'sayif, but if not, so then you could kill him any other way. It's not the least painful. It might be, I'm not sure in terms of pain, but sayif is...
Why isn't the chalak just based in versus people? Like or the nirduf. The nirduf can do it, b'ani mishayata yachola, whatever, but with basin, that has to be b'sayif.
So that's the point. Jake said, I have a greater chiluk. Here's a chiluk, I'll tell you. Ben Sur Mora gets killed in Beis Din. Bob Machteris gets killed by an individual. So, which pshat? Well, first, before you answer your question, let's answer, why does Iran say, l'chachili should kill Masayif? And then, if not Masayif, any other Misa? Do you know which other Averos get killed with the Saif? Take a guess. Which other Averos gets killed with the Saif? Ritzicha. What? Ritzicha. Rotseach, who murders, gets saif. That's why the Ran possibly, I think, writes.
Why
Averis get different ownership? That's a very hard thing to figure out. Why Shabbos Avodah Zara gets skila? Why this one gets? It's very hard to figure that out. People try. It's very interesting, intriguing. But so the Ran writes, lichachila, the Bob Machter should get Saif. Why? Because he's a Rotzeach. Like we've been saying, the Ran, the Arama, the Rashi, all think he's a Rotzeach. If you can't kill him through a Saif, so then we have to protect the guy, so we kill him any other way. But really it should be Saif, because it's really an Onesh. And it's really like an Onesh Bezdin, to answer your question. Lemaisa, it takes place outside of Bezdin. I kill him in my own house. But it serves as a Mises Bezdin. And that may not be a good chiluk. The great kasha, I didn't think of the kasha until you asked it right now, but I think this answer would answer. That both a Ben Sor Mora and a Bob Machteris is a Mises Bezdin. You're right, one's in Bezdin, one's outside, but conceptually they're both Onshin from Bezdin. And the Rambam says, no, there's no Saif here. He's not a Rutzeach. It's a special din. You kill such a guy enough. And therefore, the halacha is, any way possible you kill him, because you're supposed to protect him. Pikuach nefesh, you kill him any way you can, to save the guy. The Aruch Lener also picks up on this difference between the Rambam and the Ran. Okay, fine, so I guess we'll stop here. It's a few minutes early, but because I have a lot more Marmachomos guys I haven't seen yet. So tomorrow, I guess we'll do the Gvuros Ari, how to deal with that Gemara and Yuma. And then there are a number of other nafkaminas to go through. Now, in terms of just the schedule, I don't know if I mentioned yesterday,